The Mind Aware, 690.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. I'm so glad you're here. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through limiting beliefs, and make more money. Oh yeah. If you like that idea, go and get my free toolkit on discovering and shifting your limiting money beliefs. You can do that at danawild.com/toolkit. danawild.com/toolkit. I know you'll love it. It's got a lot of cool stuff in it, including like a little cheat sheet that you can use for your money beliefs. So go check it out right now. So today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about breaking through limiting beliefs. This is why it's kind of timely. We had somebody write in, and I'm just going to read what he wrote. That might be the easiest. So here's what he said. He said, I need help because I'm creating something that's never been done before. Like the first guy that broke the 4-minute mile, and the next year 38 people broke it. I need to prove my process, and then others will see the proof and it will take off. I need support that it can be done because sometimes I second guess myself because, again, I'm building something that nobody has done and nobody believes it can be done. Okay, very understandable why you feel that way. And I think most of us feel that way even when we're not doing something that hasn't been proven or hasn't been done. Like, we think of how hard it would be to have confidence about something that's never been done when most of us feel that way about stuff that we've done. And so I think you're going to find today's show very reassuring, whether you're doing something that's never been done or not. And I'll tell you what, here's how we're going to come at it. I'm going to tell you two little stories that I think you're really going to like. The first one is recently I've been watching the Olympics. I love the Olympics, both the winter and the summer. I watch a lot of events. Like, I really just love seeing people have a big dream and realize their dreams. It's just so fun. So recently I was watching the Summer Olympics, in particular the track events, the women's track events. And I was watching these women really just in the peak of performance, breaking world records, running, and you can just see the joy on their face and how happy they are when they've had this dream and they realize it. And people always emphasize all the hard work that goes into being an athlete, but I don't think they often talk about just how much mindset is a part of the equation and how much people who are training for these kinds of things have to keep themselves in positive expectation and feeling good every day and remembering their dream and really visualizing that win and that it's going to happen and all of this stuff. So here I am, I'm watching the show, and I swear, like, this is very embarrassing for me to tell you this story, but I'm just going to tell it to you anyway, because, you know, far be it for me to not be humiliated publicly. I have a very high tolerance for that. So I'm actually watching the Olympics and thinking to myself, I should start training. Right? For real, I'm really thinking this. It would be so cool to get a medal, to earn a medal in the Olympics, to get a gold medal or a bronze medal or anything, like just even run in the Olympics. Like, I should really start making that a priority and I should start training. Now, as I said, obviously very embarrassing for me to admit, because the second I thought that thought, the next thought I thought was, Dana, you're 57 years old. Nobody has ever run an Olympic race at 57 years old. It's not, I mean, maybe it's, if it's ever happened, I don't know about it. Let's put it that way. And so I was kind of laughing at myself. All of this is happening inside my head, right? Of course, like most of us can identify with those conversations that go on. And I'm kind of laughing at myself internally. And then at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, well, who says somebody that's 57 can't train and get good and enter and win a medal? Like, who's saying that? Now, I may not be that person, but I'm not that person, number one, because immediately I don't believe I'm that person. So right there, it's dream over. The second I have the thought that I, wouldn't it be fun to do this? And then in the next second when I say, well, no, that can't be done. And even if it can be done, I'm not the person. Dream over, dream over, dream over, which is fine with me because, you know, this wasn't a big dream. If it's a persistent dream, then I will follow it and I will start training. But more importantly, I think I had the thought to remind myself that the biggest obstacle all of us have to attaining our dreams is that we choose to disqualify ourselves for the dream before it ever happens. So the second little story I want to tell you that's going to segue this is many years ago, I was in my late 20s, and I was in a vehicle. I happened to be in a car with my mom and dad and the three of us kids. And I was telling them, now I say three of us kids, but of course, I think I might have been even in my early 30s. So we were all 20s and 30s. And I had this idea that I was sharing with them all. And I was saying, you know, I have this idea that somebody should do, and I think it would be a great invention. And the idea is to build an air-powered car. Now, I'm telling you this idea not because, or this dream right now on the show, not because I ever really plan to pursue it, but because my hope is in sharing this, somebody will know somebody who eventually gets this done. But at the time in the car, I was saying, when you think about it, if the car can get going fast enough, like if it could be start to be self-propelled by something else, couldn't the air, and I was imagining this car with like a windmill on top of it or something like that, but I thought, you know, there must be something more aerodynamic. So I was explaining this idea of the air-powered car. And while in most circles, that idea would have been met with resistance, in this car with my family members were saying, that's a great idea. And really, if you think about it, everything you need to know is already out there. Like you could research it and you could study and everything you need to know to build it has already been done, has already been said. Like, this is totally a doable idea. You should really pursue this. Like, this is a good idea. Now, think about this from a logical standpoint. I am a high school graduate. And at that point, I was only a high school graduate, no college degree, no background or knowledge in any kind of engineering or mechanics or anything at all. Never built anything mechanical, any kind of little device or any mechanical moving vehicle or any of this stuff. And yet my family is going, that's a good idea. You should do this. You could do this. And here's the list of reasons why this could work for you and why you should be able to do this. And that encouragement and that support is the kind of encouragement and support all of us need to be giving ourselves. Here is the list of reasons why you could do this. Here's the list of reasons why you could do this. Here's the whole list. And let me think of more and more and more ideas on why this could happen. If I had decided that I was the person to train for the Olympics at 57, because there will be somebody out there who does it. Like, think about that. Just like this guy says in his email, somebody broke the 4-minute mile and then the next year 38 people broke it. Well, some year a 40-year-old is going to enter and win something. And then some year after that, a 45-year-old is going to enter and win something. This is a challenge of the mind more than it is a physical challenge. If you want something, you first have to decide that it's possible. Decide that you want it. Decide that it's possible. Believe that it can be done. And then believe that you're the person to do it. This idea that you've got, if you look at your life history, and this goes for everybody who's in any kind of business anywhere, whatever you're doing, if you look at your life history, everything you've done up until this point has brought you here. You have got this idea for this process or this thing that you're doing that's never been done. You got the idea. You did. It's yours. You're meant to do it. You're meant to do it. You're meant to show others that this can be done. And so that's the challenge that we're all facing. How do we own that? How do we step into it? And the short answer shouldn't surprise you. It's brain training. You've got to think in your own head. When I was watching that Olympics, the only person that wrote me off for being the first 57-year-old woman who's running a track event was me. I was the only person that wrote me off. We have got to be better thinkers in our own heads about the things that we want to accomplish, about the things that we truly want. If you find something that you truly want, that you want to see come to fruition, you own it, it's a desire, it's your dream, then it's up to you to do that brain training. Think those little thoughts. Make that list. Be like my family in that car. Here's the list of all the reasons why this can be done. Here's the list of all the reasons why this is possible. Here's the list of all the reasons why this is mine, why I am meant to do this. Here's everything that's happened in my life up until now that shows that this is mine and I'm meant to do this. And keep building that case and keep building that case and keep saying those little sentences, keep celebrating those little successes, keep moving forward. This is totally yours. I know that you get this and you have totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.